crackle, crackle. Pop, pop. Our records never die.
Not this record!
Singles, albums,
LP records,
phonograph.
Go records on the wall.
Keep those records playing.
Yeah, it's the jumping little record I want my jockey to play.
I am a DJ, I am on a play.
Time to play B-sides.
Go hand dancing there by the record machine.
You got two turntables and a microphone.
Goes the last DJ
in that dusty old pile of vinyl records I got sitting on my floor.
Today on the Vinyl Experience, we're offering Robert Plant $800 million not to sing. Just kidding. But he won't, as I spin some Led Zeppelin instrumental recordings. Also, the album masterpiece that Stevie Wonder recreated at Madison Square Garden this week. Farewell to a clarinet king who led the British invasion. And to begin, a trend-setting album that is 40 years old this month. I'm Paul Cavalcante, and this is The Vinyl Experience. Autobahn, the fourth studio album by German electronic band Kraftwerk, was released in November 1974. The 22-minute title track Autobahn was edited to 327 for its release as a single. It reached number 25 on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100. Also released as a single was the one we just heard, Kometenmelodie, a timely spin in this week of comet wrangling in the news. Also making news this week was the alleged $800 million offer from Virgin chief Richard Branson to Led Zeppelin, with reports that a contract for $800 million was torn up by Robert Plant. Branson said the story left him dazed and confused, and Plant confirmed that it was a fabrication. He reasserted his desire to continue solo. And so, let's honor Robert's preference not to belt him out with the mighty Page, Jones, and Bonham the Younger in tow. Here are a couple of Led Zeppelin instrumentals. Feel free to hum along if you like. Thank you. In keeping with Robert Plant's wishes these days, there's Led Zeppelin minus the singer. First, the instrumental Bronnerier, recorded in 1970 at the Welsh Retreat, where Zepp cooked up their third LP, but not released until 1975's Physical Graffiti. And just there, Led Zeppelin II's Moby Dick, giving Bonzo a chance to stretch out. Those, along with Black Mountain Side on the first LP, and the concert piece White Summer, released on 1982's Coda, round out the instrumental output from the mighty Zepp on record. So, we haven't heard a voice yet on today's Vinyl Experience. Let's fix that with a sweeter-sounding Tom Waits from his early classic LP, The Heart of Saturday Night. This is Fumbling with the Blues.
Friday left me fumbling with the blues. And it's hard to win when you always lose. Because the night spots spend your spirit, beat your head against the wall. Two dead ends and you still got to choose. You know the bartenders, they all know my name. Living clean instead. You know the ladies I've been seeing off and on. Well, it's been your love and then they're gone. You can't be loving someone who is savage and cruel. Yeah. Take your love and then they leave on out of town.
Magnificent skyline out of fashioned you from jewels and stone. I made you in the image of myself. I gave you everything you wanted, so you would never know anything else. But every time I reach for you, you slip through my fingers into cold sunlight, laughing at the things that I had planned. The map of my world gets smaller as I see it here, pulling at the loose threads now. With Chamberlain down, with spiraling, tied up to the ground, with spiraling. Did you wanna be famous? Did you wanna be the president? Did you wanna start a war? Did you wanna have a family? Did you wanna be in love? Did you wanna be in love?
I never saw the light. I never saw the light.
Yeah. Father loves his son and mother's daughters too. It's an old, old story, as a new one too. Do you like to dance? It's nearly morning. You wanna risk a chance? Neighbor to neighbor, door to door. Enjoy the crime, you do your time. Never been nothing before.
Billy Idol was an early 80s fantasy for many, and he set a standard for that era's record production values, for example, Flesh for Fantasy. Also, British band Keen echoing synth pop in their 2009 LP Perfect Symmetry and the track Spiraling. Like just about all of the original vocal harmony groups of the 1950s, the Dells labored in the sidelines until the mid-60s when a new deal with Chess Records gave them a new lease on life. And they got to re-record their debut hit, Oh What a Night, in 1969, an early example of an oldie revisited. But let's go to 1967 for their comeback sound. It was very contemporary, as urgent as Motown's The Four Tops. Let's put all those back-to-back and begin with the one that would become the first top 20 pop hit for the Dells, the song There Is.
Let me
David Johansen, always in style. That was the title of the 1979 album that had him taking on the Motown sound with his own tune, Melody. Before that, the original Four Tops and Something About You, and their group harmony brothers, the Dells, with There Is. Kid Creole and the Coconuts had a smash in the UK with their debut LP, Tropical Gangsters. It hit number 3 in 1982 and spawned 3 top 10 UK singles. In the USA, the album was retitled Wise Guy, but it only made it to number 145, but it still rocked. This is the side 2 opener. Loving You Made a Fool Out of Me.
avec toi, chérie. La vie est belle.
Mali, the duo Amadou and Mariam in 2009 with Sabali. To Stevie Wonder, who just triumphed in New York as he came to Madison Square Garden to recreate the album classic, Songs in the Key of Life.
Early May, just as hate knows love's the cure, you can rest your mind assured that I'll be loving you always. As now I can't reveal the mystery of tomorrow, but in passing we'll grow older every day. Just as all that's born is new, do know what I say is true, that I'll your joy and pain, but I'll be loving you always. As the day I know I'm living but tomorrow could make me the past, but that I mustn't fear, for I'll know deep in my mind the love of me I've left behind, cause I'll be loving you always. We'll be right back.
Life goes on day after day. Hearts torn in every way. So ferry across the Mersey, 'cause this land's the place I love, and here I'll stay. People, they rush everywhere, each with their own secret care. So ferry across the Mersey and always take me there, the place I love. People around every corner, they seem to smile and say, "We don't care what your name is, boy, we'll never turn you away." So I'll continue to say, I always will stay. So ferry across the Mersey, 'cause this land's the place I love, and here I'll stay. And here I'll stay. Here
I'll stay.
Jerry and the Pacemakers, Wistful Ferry Cross the Mersey. One of the great wave of British invasion artists who washed up on these shores 50 years ago. But they owe a debt, as all UK hitmakers who conquered the American hit parade, to the man who did that first. The very first British artist to top the Billboard Hot 100, Akerbilk. Who? The clarinetist. Not a rocker. He died on November 2nd at the age of 85. His haunting instrumental, Stranger on the Shore, was the UK's biggest-selling single of 1962, as the Beatles and the Stones were still playing local clubs and recording demos. The British invasion actually started here. And that's the Vinyl Experience. The original British invasion began with the fanfare of Paul Revere's Call to Arms, but the musical British invasion was much more unassuming. Mr. Akerbilk, Stranger on the Shore. Discover more Vinyl Experience shows on demand at rtds.ca and in the prn.fm archives. Please ding and ping and stuff on social media. I'm Paul Cavalcante.